Welcome to the Biology Audio Tutorial Series by Rapid Learning Center. In this audio tutorial, we will discuss eukaryotes, characterization, and classification. By listening to this audio tutorial, you will learn about the classification of eukaryotes, some of the differences between 21st and 20th century classification, a review of eukaryote reproduction, and characteristics of protozoa, fungi, algae, water and slime molds. Taxonomy concept map. Eukarya is split into various kingdoms, and the kingdoms that we will cover in this audio tutorial include protozoa, fungi, algae, water and slime molds, and eukaryote microbes. The specific classification criterion used to place these organisms include their morphology, the genome structure, method of reproduction, ribosomal RNA sequence similarities, nutrition, and their habitat. Reproduction in eukaryotes. Here are some of the key points about reproduction in eukaryotes. Most of the DNA in eukaryotes is complex with histone proteins as chromosomes in the form of chromatin, which are located in the nuclei. Some eukaryotic DNA can be found in chloroplasts and mitochondria. These organelles reproduce by binary fission. Eukaryote asexual reproduction includes binary fission, budding, fragmentation, spore formation, and schizogony. Sexual reproduction involves the formation of gametes, fusions of gametes, and the formation of a zygote. Algae, fungi, and some protozoa reproduce both sexually and asexually. Nuclear division. Now let's discuss the nuclear contents of eukaryotic cells. The eukaryotic nucleus has either one or two complete copies of a cell's genome. A nucleus with one copy of each chromosome is called haploid and is designated as 1N. A nucleus that has two sets of chromosomes is diploid and is designated as 2N. The cells of most fungi, many algae, and some protozoa are haploid. The cells of most plants, animals, some fungi, algae, and protozoa are diploid. Meiosis and mitosis comparison. Let's compare the two different reproductive methods of mitosis and meiosis as they lead to cell division and the formation of daughter cells. First, let's begin with mitosis. In mitosis, beginning with a diploid nucleus 2N, the chromosomes or chromatids are separated. Next, in telophase, the nuclear membrane breaks down. And after cytokinesis, there are two diploid nuclei, which are 2N. Also, the nuclear envelope forms. Meiosis. Again, in meiosis, beginning with a diploid nucleus, the nuclear membrane breaks down during prophase. The chromosomes segregate, and then the sister chromatids segregate to opposite ends. After division, this results in four haploid nuclei, all of which are 1N. Schizogony. This is an example of asexual reproduction. Beginning with a single nucleus cell, the cell undergoes multiple rounds of mitosis. and in the end is called a schizont. Next, the schizont divides and breaks into smaller cells called merozoites. The classification of eukaryotes. Now we'll discuss the four kingdoms in the classification scheme from the late 20th century for eukaryotes. The first kingdom, Protista. Next, Plantae. Next, Fungi. And finally, Animalia. 21st century classification. There were dramatic changes from the 20th to the 21st century for eukaryote taxonomy. The first being the group that was formerly called Protozoa is now made up of Alveolata, Euglenozoa, Diplomonidida, and Parabasala. These are eukaryote cells which are all unicellular, and they lack a cell wall. And these four groups are known outside of the former protozoa taxon. They are motile by cilia, flagella, or pseudopodia, except in the group apicocomplexans. Next are water molds. Water molds are from Straminophila. Algae are distributed into three kingdoms: Straminophila, Rhodophyta, and Plantae. Fungus are from Fungi, and slime molds are from Mitozoa, and finally, Animalia. Characteristics of protozoa. Here are characteristics of the four groups within protozoa. And again, they are Euglenozoa, Alveolata, Parabasala, and Diplomonidida. They are unicellular eukaryotic cells which reproduce both sexually and asexually. They have a cell wall, and they are motile by flagella, cilia, and pseudopodia. And their nutritional sources are highly variable. The distribution of protozoa. Where do they live in the environment? Protozoa require damp environments because they do not have cell walls. They inhabit lakes, streams, oceans, rivers, and most bodies of water around the world. As plankton, they are free-living and drift, and as such, are part of the aquatic food chain. Some protozoa live in damp environments, such as beach sand. And very few protozoa are human pathogens. Morphology of protozoa. The morphology of protozoa contains great diversity. And here are some of the dominant commonalities between protozoa. Again, they contain no cell wall. Movement is due to flagella, cilia, and pseudopodia. They are unicellular, and they contain membrane-bound organelles. Trophozoite. A trophozoite is a free-living aquatic motile feeding stage. Nutrition of protozoa. Most protozoa are chemoheterotrophic. Nutrients are obtained by phagocytizing bacteria, the decay of organic matter, or other protozoa or tissues of a host. The dinoflagellate and euglenoids are photoautotrophic. Dinoflagellates are probably best known as the cause of marine bioluminescence, or red tides, and they cause the disease paralytic shellfish poisoning. Reproduction in protozoa. Protozoa have a very diverse group of methods for reproduction. The dominant form of reproduction is asexual or binary fission. A few protozoa reproduce sexually, involving the exchange of genetic material between two individual organisms. In sexual reproduction, the protozoa become a gametocyte and fuse to form a diploid zygote. Paramecium reproduce via conjugation, a unique method of reproduction. Classification of protozoa. Let's look separately at the four families within the group that was formerly known as protozoa. Let's begin with alveolata. Alveolata are protozoa with small membrane-bound cavities called alveoli, and they contain ciliate, which have cilia to move water past their cell surfaces. They have two nuclei, micro and macro, and they include Vorticella, Balanitidium, which is a pathogen, Didinium, which is a carnivore on other protozoa, and Paramecium. Alveolata also contains Apicomplexans group. These are animal pathogens, and at the apex, there is a complex special intracellular organelles, which include Plasmodium and Toxoplasma. Next in alveolata are dinoflagellate. Dinoflagellate have photosynthetic pigments, and they are class protozoa based on the 18S ribosomal RNA and the presence of alveoli. And these are found in freshwater and marine plankton. Next we'll discuss amoeba. Amoebas are difficult to categorize in a prokaryotic group because they have some commonalities with euglenoids. So it is unclear where in the group of protozoa amoeba belong. Some amoebas share traits such as sRNA homology, disc shape, and mitochondrial cristae with euglenoids. Two dominant characteristics of protozoa that they move by pseudopodia and they lack mitochondria, the following of which there are some exceptions. Amoeba reproduce by binary fission. Most are not human pathogens, although there are exceptions to this. Negliria and acanthamoeba, which cause brain diseases, and entamoeba, which causes dysentery, and this can be fatal in humans. Now we'll move on to protozoa euglenozoa as the next family. And this is made up of euglenoids and kinetoplastids. Euglenoids are photoautotrophic. They are unicellular microbes with chloroplasts. The food storage is in paramylon, which is a unique polysaccharide. Euglenoids lack cell walls and use flagella to move. And they are chemoheterotrophic phagocytes in the dark. And this group includes some free-living amoeba. Also in euglenozoa is kinetoplastids. These contain a single large mitochondria having DNA with a unique coding region. They live inside cells. Some are pathogenic, for example, trypanosoma, which causes African sleeping sickness. Next, we will discuss Diplomatidida protozoa. There are two divisions in the taxon Diplomatidida: diplomonads and microsporidia. Diplomonads have two equal-sized nuclei with multiple flagella. They form resistant cysts. And Giardia is a human pathogen that causes diarrhea. Microsporidia. These are small protozoa with polar filaments. They are obligatory intracellular parasites. They spread via small resistant cysts called spores. Some are human pathogens. And Nosema are parasites on insects such as honeybees and silkworms. Protozoa parabasala. Parabasala lack mitochondria. Each microbe has a single nucleus. And each microbe has a parabasal body, which is a Golgi-like structure. Two examples of parabasala include trichonympha, and these live in the gut of termites and help digest wood. Another example is trichomonas, and these live in the human vagina and cause severe inflammation. Now we'll move on to the group fungi. Fungi includes molds, mushrooms, and yeast. And fungi are chemoheterotrophic. They have cell walls, which is unlike protozoa. The cell walls are made of a strong, flexible, nitrogenous polysaccharide called chitin. They lack chlorophyll, and they do not photosynthesize. Fungi differ from animals by having cell walls. And mycology is the study of fungi. Significance of fungi. In nature, fungi help decompose dead organisms and recycle and break down products. They are used for food and medicine, for example, for the production of antibiotics such as penicillin and cephalosporin. About 30% of fungi produce fungal diseases, such as Dutch elm disease. About 90% of plants form mycorrhiza, and this is a relationship between fungi and plants that helps plants absorb water and minerals. Mycosis is a fungal disease of plants, animals, and humans. The morphology of fungi. Fungi contain hyphae, which are long branched tube-like filaments. Some are septate, which means they are hyphae divided by cross walls. Others are aseptate, which are not divided by walls and are instead coniocytic or multinucleate. Mycelia is a morphology of fungi in which a web of hyphae forms, and these usually exist underground. Other aspects of fungi morphology. Thallus is a vegetative body of a fungus. Yeasts are small, globular, and composed of a single cell. And mold thalli are large, long, branched tubes like filaments or hyphae. Next, we'll discuss the nutrition of fungi. As we mentioned before, fungi are important in the decomposition of organic matter. Most fungi are saprobes, which means they absorb nutrients from non-living or decaying organisms. And they secrete enzymes and break down large organic molecules. Some fungi trap and kill nematodes, or worms. Haustoria are modified hyphae, and this is at the tip of a parasitic fungus. Haustoria are used to penetrate the tissue of the host, whether it's our plants or animals, in order to acquire nutrients. Reproduction of fungi. Many fungi can reproduce asexually and sexually. Haploid cells form a positive and minus thallus, and they fuse, forming a dikaryon designated as N plus N. The nuclei within the dikaryon fuse, forming a diploid. And then meiosis restores the original haploid condition. Haploid nuclei are partitioned into a positive and negative spores. Reproduction in fungi. Budding and asexual spore formation. Following mitosis, one daughter nucleus is sequestered in the cytoplasm by the formation of a new wall. Asexual spores are classed based on the mode of formation. For example, sporangiospores. Sporangiospores form inside a sac called a sporangium, and they are often on a stalk at either the tips or the sides of the hyphae. Chlamydiospores. These are inside the hyphae, and around them a thick wall forms. And conidiospores. Conidiospores form at the tips or sides of the hyphae, not in the sac. Fungi divisions. There are no male or female fungi. Rather, there are two mating types called plus and minus. Division zygomycota, division ascomycota, and division basidiomycota all produce the same type of sexual spore, whereas division deuteromycota has had no sexual spore observed for it to date. Let's look at fungi division zygomycota. This includes coniocytic molds. And most in this division are saprobes. Non-saprobes are obligate parasites of insects or fungi. Sexual structures include the formation of zygosporangia. An example is a black bread mold, Rhizopus. Fungi division ascomycota. Ascomycota make haploid ascospores within sacs called asci. Asci occur in ascocarps, which have various shapes. Ascomycetes can reproduce asexually by conidiospores. Fungi that spoil food are an example of ascomycetes, and they also include plant pathogens. The beneficial aspects of this division include the making of penicillin. Saccharomyces ferment sugar to make alcohol and carbon dioxide, which is used in baking. Fungi division Basidiomycota. This is most likely the familiar of the fungi, as they include mushrooms, puffballs, and stinkhorns. Basidiocarp are fruiting bodies of Basidiomycetes. And Basidia, the often club-shaped fruiting body, the end of which produce sexual basidiospores. Basidiomycetes decompose and digest chemicals like cellulose, lignin, and other organic matter. The fungi division Deuteromycetes will be considered on its own, and this is because no sexual spore has been seen in this species. Division Deuteromycetes. Again, no sexual stages have been observed in Deuteromycota, and the ribosomal RNA sequences have shown that most Deuteromycetes belong to the division of Ascomycota. Because of this, modern taxonomists have abandoned Ascomycota as a formal taxon. Most Deuteromycetes are either terrestrial saprobes or plant pathogens. Trichophyton causes ringworm in humans, and so it is classed as a human pathogen. Classification of fungi. Let's review the three major subgroups of fungi: Zygomycota, Ascomycota, and Basidiomycota. Zygomycota reproduce asexually or sporangiospores. It forms sexual structures called zygosporangia. Ascomycota. There are 32,000 known species of molds and yeast which form haploid ascospores with sacs called asci. They reproduce asexually by conidiospores. And Basidiomycota. Basidiomycota include mushrooms, puffballs, stinkhorns, and jelly fungi, and there are 22,000 known species. Basidiocarp, which is the fruiting body of Basidiomycetes, includes mushrooms. The ends of club-shaped projections called basidia produce sexual basidiospores. Now we'll move on to discuss lichens. Lichens are a partnership that exists between fungi and photosynthetic organisms that are either green algae or cyanobacteria. Algae is either green or cyanobacteria as part of a lichen relationship, and the hyphae of fungi surround the photosynthetic cells. Fungi provide nutrients, water, and protection. Alga, or cyanobacterium, provides the fungi with carbohydrates and oxygen. The partnership is not always mutually beneficial. Some lichen kill the photosynthetic member. The fungi of a lichen reproduce by spores, which germinate and develop hyphae. There are about 14,000 species of lichens known. Now we'll move on to the classification of algae. Algae is spread across three kingdoms: Straminophilia, Rhodophyta, and Plantae. Algae are simple eukaryotic phototrophic organisms. They carry out photosynthesis using chlorophyll A. They have sexual reproductive structures, and every cell becomes a gamete. Phycology is the study of algae. Most algae are aquatic and live in the photic zone, the zone penetrated by sunlight. Algae that grow deeper underwater have phycoerythrin, a red pigment that absorbs light that penetrates at this depth in the water. Algae overview. Algae differ widely in distribution, morphology, reproduction, and biochemistry. Algae morphology. The morphology of algae can be unicellular, colonial or simple multicellular organisms called thalli. Thalli are large marine algae called seaweeds. The distribution of algae. They have a diverse habitat, including soil, ice, and as lichens, on plants. Most algae are aquatic. Reproduction methods. Unicellular algae asexually reproduce involving mitosis followed by cytokinesis. Unicellular algae sexually involves the cell acting as a gamete and it fuses with another such gamete. Multicellular algae reproduce asexually by fragmentation. And in multicellular algae sexual reproduction, every cell is reproductive and becomes a gamete. Classification of algae. The traditional method for classifying algae is based on the composition of photosynthetic pigments, storage products, and algae cell wall composition. Let's look more closely at the division Chlorophyta, which is green algae. Green algae share many characteristics with plants. They have both chlorophylls A and B. They use sugar and starch as food reserves. Many green algae have cell walls. Most are unicellular or filamentous. Their habitat is primarily freshwater ponds, lakes, and pools. They form green to yellow scum on the surface of water, and their 18S ribosomal RNA sequences are similar to plants, and so they are considered progenitors of plants. Examples include Spirogyra and Prototheca. Red algae. Division Rhodophyta, red algae. Red algae have the red accessory pigment phycourethrin. They also contain chlorophyll A. They use glycogen for storage. Their cell walls are made of agar or carrageenan. And they have non-motile male gametes called spermatia. Phycourethrin enables the red algae to absorb short wavelength light, and so they are able to grow at depths greater than 100 meters where this light penetrates. Red algae range in color from green to black in the intertidal zone and red in the deeper water. Yellow-green algae and diatoms. Division Chrysophyta includes golden algae, yellow-green algae, and diatoms. This group has a diverse composition of its cell wall and the pigments it contains. All cell walls have the polysaccharide chrysolaminarin stored. Similar nucleotide sequences are contained within this group as well as brown algae. Diatoms have a unique cell wall that is composed of two halves called frustules, and they make diatomaceous earth, which is used in gardens. Chrysophytes are either unicellular or colonial. All have the orange pigment carotene and chlorophyll. Diatoms are phytoplankton free-floating photosynthetic microbes. Diatoms are a major source of the world's oxygen and a basis of the ocean food chain. The last algae division we'll discuss is division Phyphyta, or brown algae. Brown algae have chlorophylls A and C, keratin, as well as brown pigments called xanthophylls. Brown algae may appear dark brown to green. Brown algae is typically a marine organism and includes some of the giant kelps, such as Macrocystis. Brown algae produce motile gametes and spores, which move by two flagella, one whip-like and the other tinsel-like. Brown algae contain alginic acid or alginate, and this is used as a food reserve in their cell walls. Now we'll move on to discuss water molds. As in many of the eukaryote microorganisms, the placement of water molds in the classification scheme is under debate. Water molds differ from fungi in the following ways. First, they have tubular cristae in their mitochondria. Second, their cell walls are made of cellulose, not chitin. Third, the spores have two flagella, one whip-like and the other like tinsel. And the fourth reason, they are true diploid thalli, not haploid or dicarion thalli. An example of a water mold is Phytopithora, and this mold caused the Great Irish Potato Famine of the year 1845. Slime molds. Plasmodial slime molds are also known as acellular slime molds. Slime molds are streaming, coniocytic, colorful filaments of cytoplasm that creep like amoeba. They live in forest litter and feed on phagocytosing organic material and bacteria. The thallus may contain millions of diploid nuclei. And compatible myxamoeba of opposite mating types can fuse to make a diploid zygote. Review questions. Here are some review questions on microbe classification that we have covered in this audio tutorial. Question number one. What is a eukaryotic unicellular microbe that lacks a cell wall? Hint, most are chemoheterotrophs. Answer, protozoa. Question number two. Haploid genomes have blank sets of chromosomes. Answer, haploid genomes have one set of chromosomes. Question number three. Mycologists study. Answer, fungi. Question number four. Algae were previously grouped primarily by. Answer, which photopigments they contained. And question number five. Nuclear division without cytoplasmic division results in cells called. Answer, coniocytes. Here are some additional review questions on microbe classification. Question number one. Eukaryotic unicellular organisms lacking a cell wall are called. Answer, protozoa. Question number two. Branched tubular filaments with crosswalls found in fungi are. Answer, septate hypha. Question number three. The distinction of alveolates is. Answer, small membrane-bound cavities called alveoli. Question number four. Protozoa nutrition is mostly. Answer, chemoheterotrophic. And lastly, question number five. Asexual fungal spore that buds from a vegetative hyphae is called. Answer, a conidiospore. Course summary. Let's review what we have covered in this audio tutorial. Taxonomy has been revolutionized due to DNA, RNA, and protein sequencing. Algae are essential in the food chain and in oxygen production. Eukaryotic nucleus can be diploid or haploid and can undergo meiosis or mitosis. Fungi reproduction is complex and responsive to environmental pressures. There is tremendous reproductive variability in eukaryotes. Congratulations on completing the Eukaryotes Characterization and Classification Core Tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in biology, chemistry, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.